We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Very happy, excuse me, to be joined. I just said happity, Shasky. Happity.
Hippity, happity, hoppity, boo.
Hippity, happity. We are happy.
Mary Poppins.
We are happy to be joined by Warriors front office consultant Zaza Pachulia for the executive show. Good morning, Zaza.
Did you guys say Vontae was on vacation?
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Did that hurt you, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
What a life.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, just gone for the week as the All-Star Weekend had commenced. Now, you were in Cleveland for All-Star Weekend, Zaza. What was that experience like, man?
It was one of the best weekends I had, honestly, guys. It was awesome. I mean, from the flight that we took, and, you know, shout out to, you know, Joe Lacob for, you know, one of the best owners I had, honestly. You know, for chartering the plane, for the guys, you know, for the families, and make that experience and trip so special. And normally that doesn't happen. I mean, you know, guys always find a way, their own way, you know, either commercial flight or, you know, they had to rent a plane to fly. But, you know, Joe being, you know, what Joe does, and, you know, in charge of the team plane. And from that to Greenman coming back, and it was awesome, like everything about it, you know, beside the weather, you know, nothing, you know. Nobody's perfect, right? So beside the weather, you know, seeing so many people, seeing so many, retired players, current players, and, you know, especially that during these last 2 years that we had to deal with, right?
Yes.
Everything was online. Very safe environment. You know, obviously we all got tested, and, you know, everybody was negative. And events we attended, and, you know, meetings we had, even Tech Summit was awesome, and speakers they had, and all of them had to share this new normal, because there's so much information about, obviously, that so many things change, especially in the business world and especially in the technology side, and where NBA stands right now, and where we're heading at, you know, what's new, all these digital coaches and, you know, expansion to the Africa, obviously, so many great things. And, you know, seeing our partners, you know, our corporate partnership team was there with the leading of my kids and his team. And, you know, we had awesome meetings with our partners and, you know, had nice conversation. And overall, it was a great experience. I loved every single thing about it. And, you know, NBA was great with organizing things, you know, right way and doing right way. And I think highlight was seeing top 75 players in halftime. And, you know, watching all these amazing players, you know, being on the podium. And it was great, you know, bringing all these guys together and, you know, just going through the history of this game. And those guys were the, you know, huge part of the reason why this game has become so global and so popular. And, you know, going from generations to generations. So, and it's such an honor to be part of the family, you know, part of the game. And so it was a very emotional moment for me.
Yeah, I think a lot of people felt that way. You know, when I see Dr. J, that was my dad's guy, right? Rick Barry and Dr. J. When I saw Dr. J come out onto that stage, or whatever that thing was that they were walking out onto, I was like, man, he's still so cool. He's still got that swagger and that feel, you know, that aura about him. And I'm seeing how they named everybody out there, and everybody has their guy that they looked up to. So who were the guy or guys that came out onto that stage of the top 75 for you, Zaza, that was like, damn, that was the guy that I emulated growing up?
When I was a kid, you know, growing up in Republic of Georgia, back in '90s especially, everything was so limited, you know, including electricity. So every time we had the electricity, obviously playing basketball, you know, there was only one guy that was on the TV, actually, that we were able to see. That was Michael Jordan, you know, and, you know, including posters on my walls. And, you know, he, talking about swagger and talking about that, the charisma.
Yes.
When MJ walked on the stage, you know, he was the last one was announced. And actually, our Raymond Reeder texted me during the second quarter of the game, of All-Star game, that MJ just pulled up, you know, and after I was, I read the message, you know, something happened, you know, internally, like it was a very cool moment. And, you know, I got excited like a kid, to be honest. And, you know, just excited to see MJ again on the court, even though he was not going to play, but just to be able to see him, was so close. And, it was great. You know, saw a lot of friends as well. You know, my dear friend Dirk, and, you know, had lunch with him. And actually, I know Dr. J from my Atlanta days. You know, we had so many conversations, and, we're staying in the same hotel, and we're having lunch next to each other with his beautiful wife and, you know, awesome family he has and awesome guy he is, besides having that the swag and charisma. So, you know, I think maybe this, you know, weekend was special for another reason, because these last 2 years we've been so isolated, right? And seeing the people again in person, having these amazing conversations, and, you know, we miss the people. We miss these type of gatherings and conversations, and we definitely miss each other.
Zaza Pachulia, Warriors front office consultant, joining us here for the executive show on 95.7 The Game. And another legend, I think we can already say he's a legend, Zaza, is Steph Curry and the 16 threes, 50 points. He won the All-Star Game MVP. I mean, how cool was it to see him yet again take over the All-Star weekend? Because he did that same thing last year too, Zaza.
I mean, I'll never get tired talking about Steph and, you know, the love he got. And, you know, obviously I was in the stands and, you know, people sitting around me watching Steph. It was amazing moment where, you know, didn't matter what age you were, right? Everybody was feeling like a kid, you know, is excited and happy. And he stole the show. He definitely did. And that's what he does. And he's such a sympathetic guy. And he's just a nice guy. Has such a nice, I mean, he's so loud around the league. You know, it doesn't matter if you're a Warriors rep or, you know, other teams, because I was surrounded by, you know, some presidents from different teams. And everybody was just enjoying watching Steph, to be honest. And I never seen watching, you know, thinking about all the All-Star games I watched, right? I never seen during the All-Star game the player were getting double teamed. And fourth quarter, literally, Steph Curry was getting double teamed. And he still score 50 points. And, you know, again, thinking about us as a Dub Nation, right, and all the fans of Dub Nation and whoever is attached to the, you know, Warriors, how lucky we are to have him on our team and being able to watch his performance and watch the greatness from the night in and night out. So, but I saw him on the plane after the game, and I got to tell you, I was able to say a couple sentences to him, and then he crashed. Like he was so tired. I can imagine all the events he had to go through, all the interviews, and obviously game. It took so much out of him, and he just fell asleep at all the 5 hours from Cleveland to San Francisco. He has an open eye, so he was well-deserved rest he got, but you know, it was pretty awesome.
You know, I find it fascinating that on a court filled with superstars, megastars, all-time greats, his star still shines the brightest. I mean, it really is incredible. And to see how the other players look at him, obviously LeBron gets that same thing. That shows me how impactful he's been to the game of basketball.
Absolutely. He changed the game, and he really did. You know, seeing now, especially I came in era in early 2000s where it's a lot of post moves, you know, a lot of the paint shots. And now, even seeing the guys warming up during the warm-ups and seeing the guys shooting on three-point, not three, but from the half court, right, during the warm-ups, that's because of Steph. You know, but I was sitting next to Brendan Schneider, and we were joking that, you know, there are so many players trying to shoot threes, like, step behind the three-point line. And he said, dude, you got Steph Curry. Like, you know, he's trying to think what Steph does. Even the teams, when they're trying to assemble the teams, they're trying to assemble, like, Warriors type of team. And this is so wrong, in my opinion, because you don't have a Steph Curry. You don't have Klay Thompson, right? You don't have a Draymond Green. And you're trying to put a pressure on the player to play like them. It's just impossible. I don't see that happen. I don't see this to be a realistic to build a team like Golden State Warriors because you don't have those personalities. You got to build a team according to the personalities you have, not to try to mimic and copy somebody else. So it was so glaring. It was so obvious. Like, even during the All-Star break, I'm not going to say the names, but there were guys who were trying to, especially when Steph got hot and made like a couple threes in a row, and there were other players who tried to start shooting threes from, you know, from literally from the half court. But difference was Steph was making it, other players were not. And it just looked bad. And maybe it's coming from a professional standpoint, I noticed that, but it was so glaring.
Zaza Pachulia, Warriors front office consultant, joining us for the executive show here on 95.7 The Game. Another guy from the Warriors who was in the All-Star game and was a starter and a part of the All-Star game for the first time in his career was Andrew Wiggins. Did you talk to Andrew Zaza about his experience? He looked like he was having a lot of fun out there.
He was very excited. And, you know, what a moment for Andrew and, you know, his family, you know, his wife, his beautiful kids were there as well. And I know they're little. I don't know what they're going to remember moving forward, but at least they're going to have a bunch of photos and videos. And, you know, what an amazing moment for the whole family, for Wiggins' family. And he deserved it. I mean, he's been working and he's been very consistent with his games and with his production. And, you know, that's what happens when you become a part of this, you know, winning franchise and winning team and you're getting recognition. So this goes to all the, you know, young people, you know, young athletes that are listening to us, or if they're going to hear us, that winning matters. You know, it does. It's not only about you scoring, averaging 20, 30, 40 points. I mean, yeah, it sounds good, right? It's I give you credit for it, but that's not everything. You know, you got to win the games, right? You have to help the team to win the games. Winning really matters. And, you know, it was exciting to see Andrew as well. And we had so many reps, you know, not only Wiggs, but, you know, Draymond there was there. And, you know, I think he had orange suit. It looked good, though. I give him credit to pulling up the orange suit from the sideline. And JTA was there as well. You know, with very creative jersey, you know, with the colors of the Mexican flag. So we had a lot of representatives on the court and off the court. Obviously, the front office was, you know, it's a couple front office guys, and especially the business side, and Mike Keats and his team was there. So it was awesome. Awesome experience overall.
Yeah, it seemed like it was a great weekend. JK in the rookie challenge on Friday night. Juan Toscano-Anderson involved, obviously, in the dunk contest, which you referenced. He made it to the end there, although losing. Steph Curry and Wiggins and Curry just dominating the night. What is it like for the players now? You get some couple of days of rest. You're getting ramped up for the second half. We see the Chris Paul injury. So, you know, I think a lot of Warrior fans, maybe that first seed isn't necessarily attainable. Do you think they should try to really, you know, rev the pedal to the metal and try to get that number one seed, or is it just about playing good basketball at this point?
You know, I think that's a really good question. And, you know, I got to give a shout-out to JK as well. This young warrior, young Dub, he was there as well, representing us, you know, our organization. So it was well-deserved. He's been playing amazing lately, especially that he got some playing time. And he's been playing really, really well. Regarding the, you know, what's next, right? So obviously the player's going to, you know, I saw the Steph was going on like small vacation and Draymond as well in weeks. They all need some rest, right? Because it was really emotional to be there, right? Mm. With the interviews and with all the events he had to, you know, be part of, and people wanting to talk to you, and even just to take the pictures. I can imagine, like, hotel lobby was like full of fans. So I can imagine even walking from elevator to the bus or to the car. You had to stop so many times to take videos, sign the autographs. Only that part would make you exhausted. And knowing our guys, they are so nice, and they just, you know, they don't say no. First of all, we need to get our guys healthy. You know, first of all, we need, you know, get Draymond back on the court and James Wiseman, you know, join the team and see him in the uniform. And hopefully we're going to increase and, you know, keep getting better as a team, get used to it, because you got to understand, Draymond has not played with Clay yet, you know. So it's going to take some time for us to play the team basketball, to, you know, build the chemistry on the court. You know, off the court, we have amazing chemistry, but on the court, and start playing Warriors basketball. And then health is important, and hopefully by the playoff time, we'll be playing the best basketball. And you know what? Honestly, that is my personal opinion. It really doesn't matter what spot you are, you're number one or number two. Of course, I take the home court advantage. Who doesn't, right? But it really doesn't matter. I'm so confident in our team. As far as we are healthy, we can not have the home court advantage and we still can win. But home court advantage always sounds good. And, you know, it doesn't matter. I mean, we should not worry about home court advantage as much as worry about health of our players and playing the best basketball by the playoff time.
There he is, Zaza Pachulia, Warriors front office consultant. Of course, this is the executive show with the Morning Roast. Zaza, thank you so much. We're glad you had a great time in Cleveland, and cheers to the second half of the season.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.